Then, again, I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Johnham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has paid his $500 to Squire Skimp, and a full evening has been arranged down at the schoolhouse for the night when Prince Ally Kush will miraculously heal Lum's stake-broken leg. At least the townsfolk will think he's healing the leg, and Lum will be able to throw away his crutches and look his fellow citizens in the face again. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store still excited over having a real prince in Pine Ridge. Listen.
Hey, Granny, I wish now I'd had that prince cure me the first day he was down. I never was as sick of anything in my life as I am these bandages and these crutches.
Well, I never did know why you waited so long to have him put on his show.
Oh, that was Squire's idea. He said if we had him around town and got everybody to talking about him and then advertised it good that he could heal broke bones, then they'd come near believing it when he healed me.
Well, now, he may have been right about it too, Lum. I never have saw this town as excited in my life as they have been since the prince has been here.
Oh, it's a great evening. Big honor for a little town like us to have a real prince stand here.
Oh, yeah. These women folks around town are all racing to see which will be the first one to have a party for
her. Yeah.
I think Luella Bates won it, though.
Luella having a party for her?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Going to be formal, she said, at the wear a coat.
I don't know what fun he could have at a party. He talks that Hindu language. Nobody can't understand him, and he can't understand nobody else. Squire has to interpret everything he says.
Yeah, well, she's going to try to get him to do some of his tricks for him.
Tricks?
Yeah, she was asking me about it, and I was telling her all about the different things that them Hindus does. Eats broken glass and laying on them boards full of nails.
Well, you oughtn't have told her that, Abner. No telling what they'll have him doing over there. That's all you've had in mind ever since you heard there was a Hindu prince coming to town. On the scene, eat some glass. You worried the life out of him every time he comes down here to the store.
Well, you were the one that told me about them Hindus doing them things.
I never said he done it. Some Hindus does them things, yeah. That don't mean they all do.
Don't, huh?
Well, like over here, most everybody you see smokes. But every once in a while, you run across a fellow that don't use tobacco.
Yeah, well, maybe he don't use glass. I don't know. But he ought to have some tricks of some kind if he's a sure enough Hindu.
Well, there ain't no doubts about him being a Hindu. He wears a turban on his head and talks that Hindu language, don't he?
Yeah, I can't understand a word he says.
This Squire can sure rattle it all.
Oh, my.
Good thing we got somebody like Squire here in town to interpret things.
You reckon where Squire learned to talk that language?
In India.
India?
You heard him telling in here yesterday when that big bunch was in here how he saved the prince's life once and they'd been friends ever since. They was hunting elephants and squirrels.
Hunting elephants?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, how in the world did he ever lose an elephant? They were there. I don't see how in the world he could lose one of them.
He ever said they lost them. They was hunting for wild ones.
Oh.
One of them charged at the prince and Squire raised his rifle and let him have it right twixt the eyes.
The prince?
No, the elephant. So, him and Squire's been great friends ever since.
The elephant?
No, the prince. He killed the elephant.
Oh, doggy, I keep jumping the track there. I can't keep it with you. I never heard Squire telling no such stories that long.
Oh, I reckon you was out on the phone whenever he's telling all that.
Must have been. That's interesting.
Oh, you ought to saw everybody's eyes bug out whenever Squire was telling all that.
Well...
Must have been the truth, though, because the prince was standing right there with his arms folded and shaking his head, grinning with everything Squire said.
Well,
that's good advertising for the entertainment down at the schoolhouse, you know.
Oh, my, yes, best in the world, yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. I'll bound you there'll be 1,000 people down there at the schoolhouse to watch that demonstration whenever he heals my left.
You're going to have to turn them away, Lon. You could fill that building 3 or 4 times.
But the trouble is, we can't have but one performance. I just got one broke leg.
Well, you could let him heal your leg and for the next show, put the bandage back on there and have him cure it up again.
Well, that wouldn't work. Wouldn't be honest. You can't cure me 3 or 4 times. After the first time, my leg's well.
Well, far as that goes, your leg ain't broke to start with.
Kind of that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Wait a minute. Why couldn't we get somebody else to get cured first?
Somebody else?
Well, that little Davis boy's got a broke arm playing football. Let him cure that first.
Why, sure. That's a good idea.
You get 25 cents apiece for him, then him to the house and let another bunch in at the same price and heal somebody else.
Aye, doggies, now you're talking business,
yeah,
huh?
Why not think of that quicker?
Why, sure, you paid him $500 to come down here. It won't take you long to get your money back anyway.
Well, no. And it'll be a fine thing for the community, too.
Oh, finest in the world, yeah.
That is, if we can find enough people around here with broke bones.
Yeah, let me see now. Who else is around here?
Grandma Masters, who got a broke hip and forgot about
yeah,
her.
That's right.
She laid up for nearly a year with it.
Oh, that'd be the greatest thing at all if he could cure her.
Well, he can do it. He can do her. You just ought to hear some of the stories Squire tells about different ones he's cured.
Yeah, I know he's a genius, all right.
Let's see who else is here we could get. Grandma Masters and that little Davis boy and who else?
Well, that's three, count you. That's three shows, 600 people.
Wait a minute. There they come up out there now.
Who?
Squire and the Prince.
Oh, thought you meant Grandma Masters and little Julie Davis. Oh, why don't you just ask the Squire along?
Yeah, I'm going to. I know Squire. I like the idea. Oh, he gets half of what we take in over there anyway.
Oh, well, he'll be first, and yeah, no doubt about that. Well, howdy, Squire.
Come in, gentlemen. Come in.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum. Bonarina and the shop chef del Naba.
How are you today, Prince?
Okay. the prince has picked up a few of our American expressions.
Yeah, I never knowed he could say nothing in American.
That's the only thing he can say. And he's going to get himself in trouble if he doesn't stop that. Says okay to everything anybody says to him.
Por mi si del tawa la almera cha por nada satsne.
Yeah, Ben Bellaman, Sam Cavour, Zeal, and Hattie.
Squire, me and Abner were talking here. I believe I've got a great idea.
What's that, Rom?
Well, the night the prince heals my leg, there's going to be more people wanting to get in to see it than we've got room for over there.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we put on 3 or 4 shows down there and make that much more money for us?
Well, that's a good idea, Lum, but we can't heal your broken leg but one time.
No, but there's other folks around here that we could heal, too. Brad Davis's little boy's got a broke arm. Grandma Masters has got that broke hip. With me and them, that gives us 3 shows.
Well, I've always seen no calatona at the bingo. Bola got a nyadi. So big, yeah. Ola, that is more.
Yes, you're right, Prince. Papamowitz may off the umbe.
What is it?
Yes, the prince has a point there.
Well, what did he say, Squire?
Oh, why, he thinks that, because of certain ethics, Tom, it's a great mental strain on him to, wait just a minute. Maybe I can talk him into it. Let us step out here on the porch alone. Hey, Ella, I'm Trey on La Porta.
On La Porchola.
Be back just a minute, Rom.
Take your time, Squire. I still believe it's a good idea if you can talk him into it.
This is good right here.
Hey, Dope, what are you trying to do? Get me sent up again? You know I can't really heal a broken bone.
Oh, cut, now, Louie. I'll handle it.
No, you don't. I'm scrambling out of here. This job's getting too hot for me. I was a chump to let you sell me a bill of goods in the first place.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Louie. They don't know it, but that Lum just gave me an idea where we can clean up some real money around this town. Lum is one of the most prominent citizens in town. The minute you demonstrate that cure of yours on him, they're all going to believe in you. Now we'll make the others pay you a nice sum to heal their broken bones.
Hey, what's eating you? You know I couldn't heal a broken bone. I couldn't heal nothing.
Well, we don't have to guarantee a cure. We'll just say that you try. We'll get the money, divide it between us, and you get out of town.
Nah, nothing doing. I don't like this setup. I don't want no part of it.
Now, don't you worry. You just let me handle it. All you've got to worry about now is healing Lum. And I know you can do that. His leg isn't really broken.
Yeah, but what about this little punk with the busted arm or that old dame with the hip? What do I do if they get up on that platform that night?
Well, now, don't you worry. I'll see that nobody gets up there but Lum. Now, come on. Let's go on back inside. I've got to tell them that you refuse to do more than one show. Come on.
Well, maybe all right, but I don't like it.
Yeah, what did he think about the
Irish guy? Well, I never did get a definite answer, Lum. He's still thinking it over. It's a great idea, Lum, but I'll ask him and find out what he's decided.
Yeah, tell him how much good he'll be doing everybody.
Oh, yes, yes. Bill Thomas will be that way, do you think?
Well, there's that Bill Dow Bullet. Got it standing full, can't get it. Or, several years, some hatful, but can't get it. This bullion for nothing, that is all for nothing. Call Gary Goff for it, that is said it. Call Nadia for me.
Yeah, what did he say, sir?
He said, no.